For the hundreds of thousands of people who depend on GM and Chrysler for their living, today's announcement from the White House brought some relief. It means the companies will survive, at least for now, but it means a lot of restructuring. Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio gathered reaction about what that means for workers.
This was the day many in this area have waited for, but people weren't exactly dancing in the snow-covered streets.
I feel a little better, yeah. You know, but it's one day at a time.
Keith Colden has worked at Chrysler for 15 years. He's one of the people who helps build the Dodge Ram pickup at the Warren Truck Assembly Plant just north of Detroit. Colden trudged through nearly a foot of fresh snow on his lunch break today, and he says back in the plant, no one believes the crisis is over.
It's still scary in there because you don't know what's going to happen after that. They got till March 31st to come around with a turnaround plan, and if they don't have it set in stone, they got to get the money back.
And Colden is also bothered by the concessions he'll have to make as part of the federal loans. The White House says UAW members will have to agree to the same work rules and pay scales as non-unionized workers at the American plants of foreign-owned companies. Colden says GM and Chrysler are in a different situation than those companies because the American automakers have hundreds of thousands of retirees to take care of.
The foreign automakers, when they came to this country, they don't have the legacy costs that we have, so they're not looking at it like that. They're looking at it as we're being lazy, overpaid union workers.
But it's not just the auto workers who will be affected by the plans. David Yono owns a convenience store across the street from the Warren truck plant. He says with the layoffs already announced this year at Chrysler, his sales have dropped by about a third. Yono says he's glad President Bush has stepped in to help Chrysler.
Yeah, I mean, if they didn't get the bailout, probably my business would have dropped 50% or if not more, you know, or closed down.
But Chrysler already plans big cuts, even with the money from the government. Starting today, Chrysler is shutting down all 30 of its plants for at least 1 month. And General Motors says it will cut at least 31,000 jobs over the next few years. Bruce Campbell works at a GM plant just outside Lansing, Michigan. While he will give up concessions to help make GM competitive as part of the new federal loan program, Campbell says the success of the plan depends on the economy.
If the economy can make a turnaround, I'm sure there's plenty of car buyers out there. Once they feel comfortable that they're not going to lose their jobs, they'll be willing to spend some money and buy a new car. Whether it's us or the foreign makes, you know, we're all in the same boat. Nobody's buying right now because they're afraid they're going to lose their jobs.
And at GM and Chrysler, tens of thousands of people will lose their jobs as the companies try to meet the loan standard set by the White House. But it's the jobs that will be saved which give people at least a little hope in an industry that's been short on hope for some time. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Ann Arbor, Michigan.